This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Efforts to modernize the federal milk marketing order system continues in Indianapolis with a judge's hearing. And here with an update is National Milk's Chris Galen. Chris?
Well, we're now into the second week of the national hearing that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is holding to look at various proposals to update the federal milk marketing order system. NMPF submitted a handful of proposals, and other groups have issued the same. The hearing is now focused on one of those issues, and that is milk composition. You would think this one is fairly straightforward, Bill, because the formulas for determining farmer prices are based on what the typical milk composition is of milk coming from farms, primarily protein and fat. And those levels, as most farmers know, have gone up considerably in the past 20 years since those milk composition factors were last included and updated in the federal order process that started back in 2000. So we've been making a case here as part of the hearing this week about why the formulas need to change in a way, hopefully, that will benefit farmer prices. Now, not everyone is on board with that, so the judge who's overseeing this hearing is getting arguments pro and con about this, but we think that we've got a strong case to make that if you are going to have a formula that looks at component pricing, you need to have an update to those components, at least in the formula, to reflect the fact that farmers are getting better at generating cream and protein in the milk that they're producing.
Sounds like there's been a lot of feedback already. What will USDA do with these comments?
Well, this is a hearing, but it's actually overseen by a judge, and it's heavy on the need for evidence. So all the testimony that's been given so far and that will be given for probably at least another month has to reflect the evidence that people can bring to that hearing room. It's not how you feel about something. It's not whether you think something's good or bad. It's here's the evidence for why I want this to either change or not change. So that's what the judge is overseeing, and ultimately USDA is going to have to sift through all of these presentations, and that's why we think that we've made a very compelling case because of all the homework we've done, the different experts from our industry that are going to be presenting testimony still this month, in September, and even possibly into October, so that we have the best case to make for why the system needs to change in the ways that we want it to change.
Well, this is quite a process, Chris, so we'll continue to keep updated on this. And another issue that National Milk is looking at right now is EPA's latest Waters of the U.S. regulations, and some things have changed there.
Well, I mentioned the word change and the need to update things, and I think that's a good segue, Bill, to talk about what the Environmental Protection Agency did this week, and they actually released yet another amended WOTUS regulation. They had to do this because of the Supreme Court ruling earlier in the spring this year when they said basically that the EPA's approach to a particular case in Idaho was not consistent with the way the Clean Water Act ought to be implemented. So what EPA did this week is to scale back some of the things that we felt were overreach on the part of the Biden administration's Waters of the U.S. regulation. They dialed it back and made it more narrow. Now, we're still analyzing exactly what this means for dairy farmers and others. Depending on who you talk to, some other farm groups are either okay with this or some of them are definitely not okay with it. So a lot of it has to do with looking at the potential legal implications of this for landowners going forward. So the good news is that this is certainly a lot less broad than what the EPA had put out a couple of years ago. It does reflect some of the restrictions that the Supreme Court suggested need to be made. We do think that there could be some additional opportunity for ambiguity here, though, so I would not be surprised at the end of the day, Bill, that this latest version of the Waters of the U.S. regulation is subject yet again to litigation. We've seen several different versions of this regulation over the past decade, the Obama administration, the Trump administration, now the Biden administration's first version. This is now their second version in the last 2 years, so it's kind of an ongoing saga, and I don't think we've seen the end of it yet.
All right, to be continued on two very important issues. And our thanks to Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. Learn more at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.